Today's gospel is often used by members of other sects and other religions to point out that Catholics are constantly violating because they call people teachers, they call others fathers. But our Lord is clearly in today's gospel not referring to the fact that we cannot call another a teacher, or indeed, God forbid, that he would forbid us to call our fathers on the natural order, Father, but rather he is pointing out that strictly speaking, we have one teacher, one rabbi, that is the Christ, one Father in heaven, that is God our Father, and one Master of all, that is our divine Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Master and our teacher. And so what we need to do is to try to strive in order that when we teach only that which Christ taught his apostles, and that when we reverence and honor our fathers, we reverence and honor him as the representative of God the Father in our lives, and that ultimately we do not give obedience to any single man, or that is, we do not accept anyone but a master, but Christ, and insofar as Christ, as they reveal Christ's will to us. And so, often in this day and age, when we are told that we must blindly obey all things and all peoples who have position of authority, we do not understand that that is not what our Lord is telling us. For obedience can force the will, but it cannot force the intellect. And that goes for the mystical body from the very head until right down until the simplest member of the church. We must constantly use our minds to make judgments as to whether something is truly good because it is based on a principle, or whether we can perform this action or that action because in and of itself it is not evil. But yet there may be often times when there are principles behind such actions, that is, principles given to us by our leaders that are clearly contrary to the will of God, that never has to be accepted. Indeed, it never can be accepted, because once we allow error to begin to creep into our mind, then we begin to destroy our very intellect. And as Saint Bonaventure points out, that sanctification mainly lies in the sanctification of the intellect. And so we must constantly seek to feed ourselves with the truths of Jesus Christ, and then we will come to know that our Lord's yoke truly is not heavy, for he says that his yoke is not heavy, nor his yoke is easy, and his burden light. And so ultimately, to know the Lord as teacher means that to know and to accept the Lord as teacher means that we will come again to know as God as our loving Father, and that he has truly has mercy on us. And so, no matter how often we fail, if we approach the throne of Almighty God with a contrite and penitent heart, begging his forgiveness, putting our hands back onto the plow and begin to plow forward in this life, we will come to know that which is most important for all human beings to acquire, that is, their union with that same good God together for all eternity. And so let us strive to do all things, to accept all things in a penitential practice. And indeed, when or if the time comes when we realize we can no longer give consent neither to our intellect nor to our wills in certain matters, especially in this modern world, then let us be willing to go forward and die. And indeed, that is just what many of the early martyrs of the church had to undergo. There were many activities they could perform, especially for Caesar, especially those in the Roman military. But when they were asked to swing incense to the false gods of the pagan world, it is there that they had to take their stand. They could neither give consent to their intellect nor to their will. And so, ultimately, their will was to die in the grace of Almighty God, rather than to be spared for a little time in this life in order to enjoy the pleasures of this world. And so let us always be willing to die for Christ, and the more we concentrate on sanctifying our intellects, the more we will see things not according to worldly standards or worldly principles, but according to the supernatural principles that the one teacher of all mankind, that is, Jesus Christ, came to teach us, and primarily, what was the message of the Lord? That his Father is a good Father, a loving Father, for he is God our Father, and so Christ ultimately comes to reconcile us to the love of God the Father, and so he is the perfect one to reveal him, and that is precisely why he came amongst man as both the Son of Man and the Son of God, because no one can reveal the love of a Father more earnestly than a Son. And so our Lord truly is that one good Master who has come in order to lead us through the trials and the tribulations in this life, in order that we may be united with the Divine Trinity for all eternity in the life to come.